Revival. The African Movement for Earth Jurisprudence has called on the revival and revitalization of the clan ecological governance structure to strengthen customary laws for governance systems and instill discipline, order and respect in communities. Through the tapping into the rich cultural practices in the Tarika community, the Society for Alternative Learning and Transformation, SALT, Kenya, established in 2013 has protected and restored 32 critical sacred natural ecosystems in Tarika, with the latest reintroduction being the Cultural System of Governance, GARU, in Kithino, Tarika Nithi County. According to Simon Maitambo, the director for SALT Kenya, GARU, which was run by elders with deep ecological knowledge, was the center of the Tarika governance systems and was tasked to create a community space for local people to deepen their relationship with their roots. Speaking at Kajiki, during the opening and revival of GARU, Maitambo said this reintroduction will supplement the modern-day education by instilling discipline and respect to the young generation and the society at large by reviving and enhancing their earth-centered culture and traditions. Through earth jurisprudence practitioners, we have been able to build and restore GARU. We urge our community to revert to GARU and its operations as a way of instilling our values and traditions. This will also serve as a way of protecting our future generations. GARU is also expected to work closely with the county and national governments as an alternative justice system, Maitambo said. Liz Hoskin, who spoke on behalf of Gaia Foundation from South Africa, which is part of the African Earth Jurisprudence Collective, highlighted the need to work with elders who have deep ancestral knowledge, saying there has been fragmentation of culture, community and environment. Other countries are here to learn. We are excited that Tarika can be a perfect example for other parts of the world to see it's possible to bring back the culture in modern times, core values of indigenous traditions and enjoy diversity, she said. Hoskin noted that the initiative is an example, not only for Africa but globally, adding it was a great avenue for the ancestors to remind the current generation how they used to live. Method Gundiza, speaking on behalf of Earth Law Foundation from Zimbabwe, said such initiatives were important for the revival of indigenous foods, rituals and governance and understanding of how the ecosystems work and how the community can protect the environment using ancestral knowledge. We have come to witness what the community is doing. We are doing similar work in South Africa and Zimbabwe to bring back the traditional perspective around understanding governance and landscape, which also includes bringing back rituals and traditions like blessing of seeds before planting, praying for rain and cleanse the land. Our ancestors had ways of interacting and understanding with such things, and this is the knowledge we are advancing, he said. Gundiza highlighted the need to share with the youth and pass the traditional culture on to generations as it is being passed currently by the elders who he termed as reservoirs of this knowledge. Atawi Akoyi Usu Leo from Benin said he was glad to see how the community had come together to bring back the lost traditions, adding that sacred site protection needs to be prioritized in other African countries. We need to go back to the roots to revive our own traditions. We as Africans need to bring back what our ancestors gave to us, because our heritage is our tradition. We need to think about the past, the present and future of our communities, he said. The practitioners are accompanying indigenous and land-based people across Africa to protect and revive their earth-centered traditions, to live well with nature as their ancestors did before them. Additionally, they are working together to revive the damaged and eroded cultural traditions and ecological diversity of their lands. Meanwhile, by bringing together knowledgeable elders with women, men, and youth eager to learn about their roots, the dialogues have created a community space for reflection in Tarika. The community has therefore developed an ancestral map and calendar of their territory, documenting their origins, the qualities of the land and their way of life.